Tuned in to WKYA Podcast, presented to you by the fine folks at WKYA Radio. It is now March 25th, 2020. We are going into, what, this is our, like, second, I don't know how many days we are into this coronavirus pandemic, but people, it's real. It's really real. Before I go any further, let me introduce y'all to my co-host, my loving wife and best friend of the world, Miss Perfect Peace.
Hello, hello.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good, baby.
Okay, before I go any further, I just want to send a big, we love you, we praying for you, we are always in prayer, to my man from the Minnesota Timberwolves, Carl Anthony Towns, who, if you're not following him on Instagram, just recently put a post saying that his mother is presently in a coma dealing with the coronavirus. People, this is serious. I don't know how much more real I can be. Like, you know what I'm saying? This shit is serious. People are dying from this every day. Like, I think we just seen like maybe 5 people die within the last 24 or 48 hours. So, I mean, people, it is very pertinent that you protect yourself, you practice social distancing, you wash your hands, don't touch your face, don't touch your eyes, don't touch your mouth. If you have to go out, protect yourself. If you don't, man, you can lock yourself up and listen to us for the rest of your life. I mean, I'm just saying, there's no other alternative. But, yo, today's topics, we got a lot going on today. We're going to talk about, one, Cam Newton is now a free agent, has been released from the Carolina Panthers. I know this is going to shake a lot of y'all up because we probably all thought Cam Newton was going to be a Panther for life. But in that same conversation, Tom Brady signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, yeah, we got a lot. I'm not going to say we got a lot to talk about, but there's a lot going on in the country today. And in other news, in case you haven't heard, iconic hip-hop group Public Enemy has fired their one half, Flavor Flav. I mean, we don't have the details just yet, but best believe when we get them, we will let y'all know, because, you know, that's part of hip-hop. That's an iconic group right there. Chuck D is one of the founders and builders of this new class of hip-hop. And when I mean new class, I'm talking about from the good days, 90s, you know what I'm saying? Also, today we're going to ask, what has the death of NBA icon Kobe Bryant taught us? If it has taught us anything, what has it taught us? Also, I was talking about this to my brother last week, and we were just kind of, you know, talking about it, and I figured it would be a good subject. Has the era of the two-sport athlete come to an end? And mind y'all, if y'all want to chime in, y'all more than welcome to call in. It's 516-418-5822. We also have a chat room available if you go to blogtalkradio.com/WKYA podcast. Our chat room is open. You can chat with us. You can text us. You can do whatever you need to get at us. Again, that phone number is 516-418-5822. And before we get into the show, well, hold on. My dear, do you have anything you want to say to the public? Anything, any message that you want to give out there to them?
Yes, definitely. We're supposed to be doing this, getting this stimulus check. And what I would like to challenge the public to do, especially in our community, is to spend that money within our community. The shortest life cycle of the dollar of all communities. The dollar lasts, what was it?
I think it's like 6 hours.
Days? 6 hours,
no,
yes,
like six
right.
Hours.
6 hours. 6 hours in the black community. And so I've noticed, like, people are on Facebook and they're advertising their business and they're looking for business, but how many of you guys are actually spending your money with them? you'll go to the mall and buy clothes from these little shops and all of that, but you can support the small businesses right there on Facebook or even on Instagram, any of the social media. Support them in their business, where their food, travel, clothing, whatever it is. Support us in our community by supporting your friends and your family and sticking to the code that we can take care of each other. And if we all did this with the stimulus package money that we're getting, even if you're just spending $20, that promotes the dollar within the community. That's all I have.
And I don't think y'all really understand what that means when it says the dollar's lifespan in the black community is 6 hours. That means as soon as you get your paycheck, by the end of the day, you've already spent it. And it's not even in your own neighborhood. This is what I was telling people earlier. They're going to tax those checks regardless. What makes sense is, like she said, if you're going to spend that money, spend it in the black community. Because, yes, they get those dollars, but even better, they get the tax dollars. They get those taxes. They get that tax hike. All that that Buckhead and Marietta and Cobb County gets when we spend our money out there, we get that same result when we spend it in our community. So, I mean, I know, and I'm speaking from experience, I understand a lot of us don't like to shop at Wakefield, don't like to shop at Kroger, don't like to shop at Walmart. But if it's in your neighborhood, why not? And if you can't find one of them, go to the little mom and pop stores. Go to little corner stores. Spend your dollar in your community however you can, so that when the taxes come back on that money, it comes right back into our neighborhood. So now we can have parks. We got community centers. We got better schools. We got working street lamps. We got working street lights. All our taxes pay for that. But what y'all don't understand is when you spend money outside your community, you're paying for another community's improvement. So when you go out to Buckhead and Marietta and you see how good it looks, give yourself credit because you're the one making it look good. But on that same token, when you come down East Point, when you come down to College Park, when you come down to Decatur, if you're down on Sylvan Road, if you're down on Headland Low, and you see how bad it looks, give yourself credit for that. Because meanwhile, you're not spending your dollars in the community, you're not getting those dollars in the community. So with that being said, we're going to get into this first track. You know, this right here is my man Dave East. And coming out of New York, man, I'm like the second coming to me, the second coming of Nas. You know what I'm saying? But that's neither here nor there. We're going to get into this music because we got a lot to talk about. It's your man Stash Madison, Perfect Peace, WKYA Radio Podcast in the building. Y'all stay safe, stay true, and please be careful. Holla at your boy. Peace.
Where all my people's at that love hip hop makes me laugh? I see y'all, I see y'all. Throw your words in the air like this so everybody can see y'all. And when I say hip hop, y'all say what love? Hip hop! Hip hop! Hip hop!
We gotta get it. They hated Esco. They hated Escobar. I'm still here. Dave East, talk that talk. Streets need that. NYC, LA, Chicago, Detroit, the whole world. Let's get it.
I had a basic plan, get out the projects and never look back. Could still smell the aroma from when my uncle would cook crack. One conversation between homies, better yet brothers, that used to spend the night with each other. They moms was best friends. One name was Anthony, the hood called him Aunt Live. Kept his pistol on him, so he bought a bigger pant size. He got a little colder the moment he watched his man die. That was 10 years ago. Baby face wishing that his beard would grow. Now he throw his set up anyway, go. He's just a product of his environment. Told me he'd rather die than never go to Rikers again. Did a bit, his celly was blood. He studied 5%. Came home like, let's just see me. I'll never ride with 10. Corey was his right-hand man. His mother up north She was busting checks with the wrong nigga. He pops Danny's and he just want him some strong liquor. Lose the attitude, he miserable. For years he tried to get a liquor too. Mom's begging he finished school, but nonsense he getting too. Aunt met Corey when they was kids with innocence. Aunt hated his dad around cause that nigga was militant. Corey found out the past, so cash they could triple it, double it, stack it all. Corey ain't never wanna spend. Aunt was blowing money fast, big meeting when he shot. Flashy, good body wrapped in diamonds, necklace in the watch. They hated Jesus, hated Malcolm, hated Martin.
They gon' hate.
Eight niggas living in a two-bedroom apartment. No lights up in the crib, I guess I came up out the darkness. Mood changed when I spark it, new range, now I park it. They hated Jesus, hated Malcolm, hated Martin.
They gon' hate.
Eight niggas living in a two-bedroom apartment. No lights up in the crib, I guess I came up out the darkness. Mood changed when I spark it, new range, now I park it. And Corey set up a trap. Fiends in and out of that. No mask, stocking cap. They robbed him, but he got it back. 6 a.m. with baggies on him was the way of life. Streets to teach you quick, ain't nothing free. Pay the price, eviction notice in the kitchen. You to stay the night. Corey had the sour in. Ain't for Yola. Got kicked out his mom's crib. She found a couple boulders. Locked up with killers up north. He rubbed a couple shoulders. Corey told Ant on the VI, the block was changing. Ant told Corey, be grateful, freedom's amazing. 3.5 light bid. Ant stayed in drama. He was light skin outside before you niggas was typing. No MySpace. Corey and Ant had butter rocking. The other young niggas from the block just love to watch him. Couple haters, but nothing major. They knew the streets. Niggas called Corey, made him take off that new Philippe. Corey took it on the chin. He wasn't new to beef. Now killers kill you for talking. All you gotta do is speak. That's a man down. Ant told Corey had a fam round. Fam. And keep on and on niggas until your pants brown. They hustle low. So much evidence that Cam found. Corey got nervous whenever they spun that fan round. They snatched him and he talked about the way he got it. Broke the code, I was snitching, it ain't no way around it. They hated Jesus, hated Malcolm, hated Martin.
They gon' hate.
Eight niggas living in a two-bedroom apartment. No lights up in the crib, I guess I came up out the darkness. Mood changed when I spark it, new range, now I park it. They hated Jesus, hated Malcolm, hated Martin.
They gon' hate.
Eight niggas living in a two-bedroom apartment. No lights up in the crib, I guess I came up out the darkness. Mood changed when I spark it, new range, now I park it.
Hey yo East, it's your man Nas Esco. Keep doing what you do. Peace be unto you, my young brother, young king.
Hey, what up, man? It's me. Just calling to see, if possible, if you have any time today or within the next couple of days, if you're in the studio or if you're at home or car, whatever, that song that is called Trying or something Mace was telling me that I needed to hear, he said it was amazing. Whew, the way he was talking, man, I want to hear it.
Another lost in the pack. We horse shack shit, you know, laugh it off. Years just blow by. My eyes stay fixed, but the picture's kinda out of focus. I try a lot, but admit to it. Enjoying life now, but I've been through it. Sometimes I wish that I can go back. No bills, no kids, just getting towed back. I want a wife, I love women. How could I front like I don't be in love with them? A little man that I could teach. A little sand, but not the beach. I figure excess, I only bring an excessive amount of fuss. So when I'm gone, make sure the headstone reads, he did it for us. I'm like a modern day Jesus. I cherish warm thoughts like a gray goose. And float soft kisses to my
don't
baby.
Wait that day's little girl.
Yeah, respect for that. She gon' be somebody, instead of somebody, baby mama. You see young minds, and now I made an armor. I'm trying to pop a hole in your Yankee cap. Absorb me. The skies over your head ain't safe no more. And hip hop ain't your home. And if it is, you fucking up the crib, son. You make life look like I don't wanna live on. You might as well hold your breath until you die in the corner somewhere, bent over in the crevice. This God theory overcomes the worst of weathers. As long as you're willing to try, you want a good start, homie. You want a good start, so get to trying. People, are you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Are you really ready?
We wanna be ready.
Ready for the change that may approach you?
Yeah.
Follow down the path that you're supposed to.
Yeah.
People, are you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Are you really ready to try?
We wanna
die. No mistake, the trials that we learn from.
Yeah.
In order to live life, you must earn one.
Yeah.
People, are you ready?
Throughout my chains to grow, some of my people got left behind. They didn't enlist for the gun as I leap from off the line. 13 years deep in this marathon I'm running. Paid dues and still got bills to pay. When I came back around the way, old friends gave me dead eyes, fake smiles half wide. We were supposed to rid the world of danger. These days we not had the small talk like polite strangers. Natural to fall off, just land close to the tree. I'll be there if they need me to be. And I know all my local shorties, cause they all know who I am. And lately wanna flip grammar instead of grams, like that's the only choice they got. They tell me how they gonna shake up the game, but came to me to see if I can give them guidance to change. Shit, y'all, I need guidance myself. And I chisel right words to make gems. Got fans around the world, but my girl's not one of them. And my relationship's a big question, cause my career's a clear hindrance to her progression. Said she needs a man and our kids need a father. I'm not at all ready to hear her say don't bother and break. And this I know I can't take, but C. Smith said to hold on. My brother Luck said to hold on. My nigga Dave said to hold on. My nigga Mace said to hold on. Yo, Maceo, we need to hold on. And yo, y'all, we need to hold on. People, are you ready? For what you wanna be? Do you wanna lose hate for love? Do you wanna see these gates above? I said, people, are you ready? But are you willing to try? Do you really wanna carry some weight?
Yo, 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 we are back at it in full effect, no disrespect, trying to keep y'all in check. It's your boy, Stash Madison, the one and only Dill Russell, Dill Withers. Man, I got so many monikers, nicknames, you call me whatever, just make sure you put that Mr. in front of it. And I'm back on the air with my lovely second half,
preparing for
Miss Perfect Peace, and we are about to go in. First and foremost, let's get on this coronavirus. Like, I don't really think I understand how deep this, how serious this shit is, man. Like, it is beyond anything I think we've ever faced in my lifetime. And I've, you know, been through what? We had the Ebola virus, the SARS. Shit, what else? We had so many epidemics, pandemics. Them icks, boy. Them icks be a motherfucker, boy. Them icks get you in trouble. That'd be a bad boy, but anyways, let's get to the topic at hand. What was we talking about today? Let me go back on our log and see what we was doing. Let me check sure we got everybody online. Is everybody here?
Everybody's here.
All right. So, okay. What has, if, let's preface this. If there is a lesson inside the untimely death of Kobe Bryant, what would the lesson be?
I think for me, the lesson would be is family, that time is short. You know, we're not promised any tomorrow, 2 years, 3 years, we're not promised that. And I think with the coronavirus, the COVID-19 coming along right afterwards, it's to cherish a family, like literally looking at family and sharing time with family, because tomorrow you can get an accident, anything can happen, that we need to start looking towards not just social media and communicating through that, but probably really spending more time putting our phones down and getting off the internet once we're able to and spend more time with our family.
So, I think it's kind of ironic that at the time of Kobe's passing, he was, from what I understand, was about to be in this big legal battle with the pharmaceutical company because he was putting together a drug called Black Mamba that would have been a game changer as far as like the underprivileged, broke people, shit. Broke motherfuckers was about to be on some equal pay, equal healthcare type joint with his Black Mamba pharmaceutical deal. And I just find it funny that not only does his death come at the preface of that, but now we have this coronavirus. And it's just funny because China now says they have no cases. They have none whatsoever. Meanwhile, every other country is dropping people like flies. Like, they, you know, going at it. So, I need to understand. I understand that this is a ploy. This is a scare tactic that America does all the time, you know, to detour. Because think about it right now. What's going on right now? Presidential election. You got, what's your man? My man Bloomberg, Sanders. People that dropped out the president. I bet you right now, if you ask anybody on the street who is currently in the presidential race, nobody could tell you. But if you ask somebody, what's about this COVID-19 or what's going on Instagram or what's happening on TV, man, they could give you details out the ass. But see, that's the problem, is we are allowing America and the media to program us into believing what the important issues are. And believe me, yes, this COVID-19 is very important, but what's also important is who's going to be the next head of office in this next presidential election. Who's going to be our next POTUS? That's what you need to think about. That's what people need to really start focusing on, is voting. And it goes all back to that. Putting people in positions that care about the whole. I don't think any one of us thinks about that when we go vote. We just look for the first black person we see and check mark. And now, and in most cases, I'm not saying the black person isn't the most qualified, but all I'm going to say is Clarence Thomas. There you go. Marion Barry. I mean, do I need to say more? Ben Carson. So not every black person in politics is a brother. So y'all need to focus on that. And think about that when you go to the polls. Think about that while you stand in quarantine. Think about all these things that still happen, that are still pertinent, that are still important at the same time. You got anything you want to add on to that, my dear?
Yes, that actually leads me into what's important. As an educator, one of the things that we're missing is educating our kids on politics. Looking at the political atmosphere during the COVID, watching what 45 is doing right now, and reflecting on how that affects our community, and also learning more about just the politics in your own area. Who is your congressman? Who is your city council? We need to start teaching our kids that. You know, you can't imagine how many children are out there that go through K-12 programs and still may not even know who the Secretary of State is or who the Vice President is and what they actually do. All of this family time, this all comes together to where we're getting back to the basics, to where we're talking to our kids about what's really going on in the world and educating them, versus having these young teenagers, and they're not millennials, they're Generation Z, going out licking toilets, socializing still through this through this pandemic, because they think it's funny, because they don't understand how this actually works in the world, in real life, as an adult, and how this is going to affect them. I just read an article, and excuse me, because I didn't really check the facts on this, so I'll be honest about that, but I did read the article about the young man who was going around licking toilets. Now he's in the hospital with COVID-19. Well, my question is this. Do we serve him? Yes, but with a heart. In my mind, he did it to himself. You know, you had all the warnings in the world. Mm-hmm. But you did it because you thought it was funny, and now you want our nurses and our first responders to take care of you when you could have avoided this. This is all about educating our kids, and especially our black kids. We just can't talk about you know, the police and all of that. We got to talk about everything that's involving in how we live in this world.
That is very much true. That's true. That's a good point. I mean, I think that it's very true because, you know, we're quick to reprimand our kids on everything. Like we are the most disciplined society, but we're also the most undisciplined society because we want to discipline our kids on stuff that we think is wrong, but when it's stuff that is wrong, we don't. We chalk it up to life experience. And sometimes, yes, that is a life experience, but from my personal perspective, I would rather my child have a life experience that does not land them in jail or worse. So if I can give them a life experience and still keep them close to me, then yeah, I'm going to do that. Even if, like, me and my daughter, we have the most open and real relationship, I think, of any father and child. And that's only because she is of the mentality that she's not blind to what's going on. She's not immune. She's not naive. But then that also, again, I got to give respect to her mother and my wife. They both educate her and make sure that she stays on point. But that also goes into what my wife said, the whole family thing. We got to understand, we got to teach our kids better. Just think about if this current situation can go so many ways. It could be a great learning lesson, or it could be one of the worst fuck-ups we've ever had in this country. That is on us. It is our choice to make. So we need to decide, are we going to be survivors and educate from the situation, or are we going to be depressed and find ourselves in this same situation 3, 4, 5 months down the line because we didn't educate, we didn't prepare, we didn't spread knowledge. Speaking of which, in case y'all don't know, you can go get your official WKYA gear at BrooklynRepublicApparel.com. 10% off when you use the code all caps on air. Also, if you check out our Lupus versus Us collection, like I said, I'm not sure if they're going to still hold the Lupus walk down here on April 25th, but if they are, we got a whole collection for you. You get a discount on the purchase, and a proceed of your purchase goes to the James DeWitt Yancey Foundation, the Kobe and Gianna Bryant Family Foundation, two major foundations that support and uphold the belief of family, youth, education, love, art, all that. With that being said, let me go into this next joint, which I believe somebody is going to really, really love because this is their favorite song. I'm not sure what to call it, but hey, I'm not really in my right mind because this situation has got us kind of fuzzy. But I'm always going to be me, goddamn. You know, I'll stay real. But WKYA, we in the building. Y'all check us out. 516-418-5822. blogtalkradio.com/WKYA podcast. You can also check us out on anchor.fm/WKYA. And for y'all that don't know, Anchor is the free number one way to create and promote your podcast conveniently from your mobile device. Go check it out. Anchor.fm, provided to you by the fine folks at Spotify. Yo, WKYA in the building. We about to take a break. Y'all be safe. One love.
What dress to wear now? I say a little prayer for you. together is how it must be. To live without you would only mean heartbreak for me. I run for the bus here, and while I'm riding, I think of us here. I say a little prayer for you. At work, I just take time, and all through my coffee break time, I say a little prayer for you. Forever and ever, you stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever. We never will part. Oh, how I love you. Together, together is how it must be. To live without you would only mean heartbreak for me. For me, there is no one but you. Please love me too. I'm in love with you. Answer my prayers now, baby. Say you love me too. Answer my prayers now, baby. Forever and ever, you stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever. We never will part. Oh, how I love you. Together, together is how it must be. To live without you would only mean heartbreak for me.
Yo, we're back in the building for my kids and my children. How y'all doing? I'm your man, one and only Stash Madison, a.k.a. Dill Russell, a.k.a. Dill Chamberlain, a.k.a. Dill With It Later. I don't know. But y'all, we back in the building. We about to get back into this conversation that we was having earlier. I think we just touched on the death of Kobe Bryant and the COVID-19 pandemic. Oh! All right, this little game we want to play that I'm not sure everybody's going to get, okay? So what I want you to do is, if you can hear me out there, however you want to do it, pick your cereal Sweet 16. Now, what this is if you understand the brackets, the Sweet 16 tournament, you got 16 teams, they battle each other down to the Final Four, that's the last two. Now, we're not going to go deep into it right now, but what I want y'all to, I want to put this on your head. If you could put together a Sweet 16 bracket of your favorite cereals of all time, who would they be? I'm gonna tell you right now, my first round, I had to go between, we'll say Captain Crunch and Rice Krispies. Right now I got Captain Crunch dominating Rice Krispies. So I mean, who's your first Sweet 16?
Captain Crunch, of course, but what type of Captain Crunch?
Oh, do you God, like here we go. Why do niggas look, man? No. All that fruity shit is fucking nasty. It's either Peanut Butter Crunch or Captain Crunch Original. All that blueberry shit, No. I refuse to give in to that. That's nasty. This is disgusting.
Well,
it's like fruit. No, your top two who?
I said my top two would be the Captain Crunch and Raisin Bran Crunch. I love Raisin Bran. I know that's an old lady's cereal,
what
but I love it.
Fuck? How you gonna put a hood cereal up against some healthy shit? What the fuck? That's like telling Gail, I bet you won't knock Oprah out. Hell no, she ain't gonna knock Oprah out. That bitch knows.
He's called Bugatto. I'm sorry.
Man, I swear to God, this nigga said Raisin Bran Crunch. I thought you gonna say some shit like Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Apple. This nigga, oh God.
No, that's too sweet.
Oh God. Y'all gotta forgive her. She's not a cereal connoisseur. She's a cereal eater. I'm a connoisseur. You know what I'm saying? I can live off some cereal. If you give me the right box and enough milk, look, man, I can make a meal out of some Cocoa Pebbles, some Cocoa Puffs, y'all playing. Y'all out there playing. Talking about some Raisin Bran Crunch. What the nigga?
So the question
anyway.
is what people are eating with this stay at home. What are they eating? Like, I'm hearing people going through food. What are you eating?
Hopefully not each other. Shit.
I can't stand you.
I'm just saying, I know people right now are losing their fucking minds being in the house. I mean, come on. Like, what somebody said on the post, for all you niggas that got side chicks, y'all niggas gonna be hurt because now you got to stay at home for real. So, I don't know what to tell y'all. That's the real shit. Oh, man, that's crazy. Oh! I was reading somewhere where Will Smith said that his movie I Am Legend acted as a predeterminant for this current pandemic. Now, I'm not the brightest star in the sky, but neither am I the dullest light bulb in the room. But I don't understand how that movie is connected to our current situation. I need for somebody to explain that to me. About what's the parallel between I Am Legend and this coronavirus pandemic? I mean, can anybody do that for me? I need to understand that.
I'm with you on that. I was totally lost. I just thought that he maybe wanted to be in the limelight for whatever reason, for this 5 minutes or whatever, because I don't see the correlation either. But I'm not. I didn't watch the movie but once. So, hey.
I mean, the movie was funny how it was, you know, it was the last few people on Earth and he was the only person that survived. But I'm like, dude, so basically what you're telling us is like we all going to die and you're going to be the last person to live? Like, what kind of fuck shit is that, Will? Like, come on, man. Keep it light. Give me another Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Give me some more Bel-Air apparel. Don't give me no bullshit. I got to come home and waste my weed smoking because now I got to stress this nigga, man. Be thinking about some shit on. No. Yes, this pandemic is real. It's scary, but we need to stay positive. We need to stay jovial. We need to stay uplifted because the more depressed y'all get, the worse this situation is going to get. I don't think nobody understands that. And in these times, being more decrepit, being more dark and all this, I'm scared. No, be educated, but live your life. Be safe, but love your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, stay at home. Think of ways to interact with your family. Think of games to play. Rent movies. I don't know shit. Have a smoke out. God knows we need to. Shit. Oh, God, I need to smoke so bad. Y'all, for y'all that know me, this is the first show I have ever, when I say ever, I mean ever, from back when we did this in like 90, what, 2000 or something, to now, this is the first show I've ever done completely sober. And it is not something I would recommend. I don't. I really don't. I mean, I don't drink, and I probably won't, but damn it, I need a blunt. I mean, a joint, a blunt, a bowl, a bong, a pipe, a onesie. Hey, if any of y'all out there and y'all know where I'm at, please come save your boy. Hit me off. Just blow the smoke in my window. Hell, send me a text message with some weed smoke in it. I will figure out the rest. Just help a nigga out, man. You know what I'm saying? But as usual, we got to pay some bills, play some music, and get into some other stuff. This is WKYA Radio Podcast. Yo, we love y'all. We're going to educate y'all. We're going to always be real. Uncensored. No government. Keep your hands in my pocket, nigga. You know how it goes down. Holler at your boy, Stash Madison, in the building. Peace.
Niggas that's never coming never. Home. Bitches say they love my music. Don't know none of my songs.
None.
I guess poverty changed me. I was a decent kid.
Cool.
My most recent bid. I had a dream I could speak to big. Harlem ain't nowhere like it.
Nowhere.
I fell in love with new weapons cause all my homies liked it. Chick from parole was light skinned. She got my bro indicted.
My nigga.
Now he up north, I write him.
I write.
Trust me, I know the prices.
I know.
Looked at my homie lifeless.
Dead.
I need some shit I can feel. Nobody touch me. I say I'm meant to be here. The doctors say that I'm lucky.
That's what they
my
say.
Cousin was a custody, used to stick up to get high. He robbed the corner bodega on camera, had to sit five.
A nigga
came home talking that jail shit. He got his weight up like niggas is frail, but still he just couldn't sell shit. Youngest got the block sold up like rugby patches. They hate you when you go get it yourself, they love you asking.
They love it.
Know you starving, they throw you rations. Wonder why his stomach grumbling. Shorty come from nothing, he never had shit.
Nothing.
His father in the mountains, his mother just want a pill tonight. The only motivation he ever had was to fill a fight. Something in his system was different, just wasn't feeling right. 4 a.m. phone call, his cousin got killed tonight. He trying to double back on the last time that he heard his voice. Can't be indecisive, these streets will help you to learn your choice.
They'll help you.
Back to Bentley's, back to the trenches, nigga. My digits bigger, I smoke with Nas and I build with Jigga. A true artist, you can never paint a realer picture. Now convince your sister the Twister just had to spill some liquor. A new rapper act about new rappers, I don't feel them niggas. I chill with women, they chill with niggas, they different niggas. In the field so long, these Timberlands made a killing in them. I benefited from plenty hitters, they still my niggas. When Master P was yelling ice cream man, my uncle got caught with 19 grams. If you don't like me, damn, how you gon' hate me? I ain't have shit in the refrigerator. Nas royal silk from molded bread and spoiled milk. I know they gon' hate y'all. I know they gon' hate y'all. I know they gon' hate y'all. The time it took me to make it here. Tell me how the fuck I'ma make it fair for a hater. I know these niggas ain't playing fair. Murder let you know this shit is real and we can take it there. Couldn't afford them Jordans, had to take a pair. I done seen the toughest niggas freeze up. Hammers just left them shaking there. This shit feel like a lion trying to race a bear. You niggas that never catch me, it's probably gonna take a year. Top 10, bitch, I'm locked in, like Jamaican hair. Headshots, it used to be a scope, I put a laser there. Put newspaper on the carpet here, who walking? I don't trust these voices talking, nor the walls in my apartment. It's getting darker, pistol under the parka. Imagine pouring fruity pebbles and roaches fall out. Make you wanna go to court, shoot the judge before you walk out. Make you wanna eat a nigga food, just pull a fork out. I'll be doing push-ups in my cell before I talk about anything we involved in. Criminal code, criminal. Ex-bitches ready for war, they some militant hoes. Coke in the flesh, this that shit you feel in your nose. You college niggas, come see how it feel to chill with a bro. Could never compare, you don't know how it feel to be broke. Just trying to get high, niggas you feed and still in your smoke. Could never punch her, but when I fuck her, she still could get choked. First verse, what's the struggle? I bubble right off an 8-ball. 8-ball with all black diamonds, I bet they hate y'all. That money. No, they gon' hate y'all.
You're lost, but I'm still in the world.
Yo, 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 we are back in the building, and I am just flicking through the news, and I'm seeing all types of BS, like, people, what the fuck don't y'all get, man? Like, really, people out here going to picnics, going to beaches, like, I just read somewhere, let me see, Amazon workers in at least 8 U.S. warehouses test positive for COVID-19. Now, I understand, people. Companies, you are putting your employees' lives at risk to make a fucking dollar. Is it that deep? I know cash rules, but god damn. Really? Does a rule like that? Come on, it can't be that deep. It can't be that deep, people. Look, man. I'm speechless right now. I really don't know what to say. My dear, you got anything you want to say, comments or something? Because I'm lost.
Well, as we started towards the end of the show, I just want to just make sure that everybody understands that regardless of what you believe in, conspiracy theories and what you believe in, people are actually really dying. And so for us to take that for granted, it's really a slap in the face of the people who are suffering and the first responders and everybody who's risking their lives. Even the young ladies and young kids that are in the grocery stores and still bagging groceries, they're at risk. So I would suggest and I would encourage everybody to maintain and make sure that we're safe and we're washing our hands and not touching their face, as we said at the beginning of the show. And that we're just being respectful for people in their space at this moment. People are actually suffering. And for all jokes aside and all the memes that are on Facebook, this is life. And it's unfortunately, it doesn't affect people until they actually touch their lives, like it's somebody that they know that has it. I had one of my friends, their daughter, best friend, sister just died from COVID-19. And I believe she was 19. That is sad. So this
damn.
Is serious. That's
yo.
My encouragement, my word to the world.
That is tragic, but it is the times. Like we are not taking this seriously. I don't get what people are not getting. This is along the lines of Katrina, 9/11. Like, people, this is serious. This is not no fucking sitcom. This is no reality show. No PBS special. No NPR special. This is real life, people. This is going on as we speak. People. Okay. I'm going to say this because it's the funniest thing I've ever fucking heard in my life. People are dying that have never died before.
How dare you speak the words of that man.
I had to say that shit because y'all understand that this fool is president, and this fool said people are dying that have never died before. I want y'all to understand something. Our president, no. Your president is so fucking dumb that if you asked him this question, this is what it'd be. If you asked him, if a plane crashed between Missouri and Kansas, where would you bury the survivors? This fool would tell you. Not even knowing
Alabama.
That you don't bury survivors. You know, thank you. Enough said. not gonna say no more. I'm done. You know what? The show is done. We're gonna wrap it up right there. It's a wrap. Because it's just beyond me that this dude can be that fucking... I ain't even ignorant. Ignorance is when you have intelligence, but just do the opposite. This dude is literally, clinically, psychology, whatever medical term you can use, this nigga is an idiot. Like, bruh, this nigga is dumb as a box of shit and a bag of piss sitting on top of a table of monkey legs. That's how, yeah, listen to what I said. A box of shit and a bag of piss on a table of monkey legs. None of that makes sense, does it? Exactly. My point. So with that being said, we got 2 minutes left. Let me think of a good song that we can go out on. I want to play something that's going to be up. You know what? I'm going to play this. I don't know if it really fits the tone, but I kind of feel like it does because it's an uplifting song, and it's just one of my favorite tracks. This right here is my man, my uncle, Eric Sermon, featuring the great Marvin Gaye from his album. I want to say it was what? Self-titled Eric Sermon, I think it was, I believe. I don't remember, so long ago. Not so long ago, but it was a while ago. But yo, this is music by Eric Sermon featuring Marvin Gaye, man. I'm just playing something to keep us uplifted, keep us in positive spirits, because if you listen to the president, you might shoot yourself. Hell, fucking with the president, you might go get COVID-19 just to get away from this asshole. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. Don't hold it to me, though. WKY in the building. Holla at your boy. Love ya.
Just like music.
No worries, peace to keep merry.
Just like music.
To keep me flowing, to keep me going, to keep me growing, to keep me to eat from knowing what happens out there. It's not my concern. You want to die, it's not my turn.
Just like music.
To do something to me like jumping a Mercedes on the highway, doing over 80 without music, baby.
Ow! I'll go crazy. Yeah. Just like music.
Make me call my homie on the phone like there's something new out that got me in the zone. Just that feeling got me. I wish music can adopt me.
Just like music.
If you like a mom sound.